As much as we try to explain it, what happens when we die remains a miracle. We move from one world to another. We shed our old identity to experience I am, the identity of the soul, and we assemble the ingredients into a completely unique life in our next body. Science supports the claim that the field is capable of creative leaps and endless transformation. A hydrogen atom, if it could tell its own story, would feel that a miracle has occurred when it bonds with oxygen to form water. Its old identity was gaseous. Its new one is liquid. Its old world was in the atmosphere. Its new one is in oceans, rivers, and clouds. And what if this water molecule happens to become part of the human brain? Would oxygen suddenly experience being conscious? This question is the final, most mysterious leap, as we have to explain. Oxygen, like every other atom in the brain, participates in consciousness as it courses through every neuron. Yet to say that oxygen is conscious goes too far. So how did consciousness creep in somewhere between oxygen atoms and the cerebral cortex? This is crucial in determining whether or not consciousness survives death. As I've already argued, the answer doesn't lie in the brain. The brain is an inert object formed of organic chemicals. Those chemicals can be broken down into molecules and atoms. Those atoms can be broken down into subatomic particles, which can in turn be broken down into energy waves that have their source in an invisible field. Taking these steps one at a time, we get further away from consciousness rather than closer. The brain is aware, but we cannot say that energy waves are aware, even though the brain is ultimately nothing but energy. To solve this enigma, materialists argue that consciousness has no reality in itself. It's just a trick of the brain. Does this mean that if we could download a person's complete memory into a supercomputer, we would achieve life after death? Would the living self continue to feel intact, experiencing the world just as before, but from inside a computer? This is a perfect example of how we can be victimized by our own explanations. Awareness can't be found in information. The fact that a billion zeros and ones are loaded into a computer won't make it conscious unless each zero and one is conscious already, which leads to the absurd conclusion that the numbers printed in a math textbook are thinking about themselves. You cannot explain consciousness at any level of nature without running into the same contradiction. So do we have to give up on scientific explanations, or is science ready for insights that will force it to explain nature differently? One property we cherish in ourselves is the ability to create something new. We come by this honestly. The appearance of life on Earth depended on the sudden ability of a molecule, DNA, to replicate itself. No molecule before it had ever done that. We can explain the evolution of the universe entirely in terms of such creative leaps or emergent properties. Before oxygen and hydrogen could discover how to become water, the cosmos had to create atoms, which weren't present at the Big Bang, and atoms had to turn into gases, solids, metals, organic molecules, and so on. None of these events were simple combinations like pouring sugar into water. The sugar may disappear, but if you evaporate the water, you find that the sugar has remained intact. There's no new property in sugar water that wasn't already present in the two components when they were separate. An emergent property is a creative leap that produces something out of nothing. In spiritual terms, the cycle of birth and rebirth is a workshop for making creative leaps of the soul. The natural and the supernatural are not doing different things, but are involved in transformation on separate levels. At the moment of death, the ingredients of your old body and your old identity disappear. Your DNA and everything it created devolve back to their simple component parts. Your memories dissolve back into raw information. None of this raw material is simply recombined to produce a slightly altered person. The next time your raw material appears in a new body capable of making new memories, a creative leap has occurred, and the person who emerges will be new. You do not acquire a new soul because the soul doesn't have content. It's not you, but the center around which you coalesces, time after time. It's your zero point.